This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Germany's center-left Social Democrats won the largest share of the vote in Sunday's national parliamentary elections, narrowly beating outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, setting up what could be a protracted battle to see who will succeed Merkel as chancellor and leader of Europe's biggest economy. The Social Democrats received 25.7% of the vote Sunday, followed by 24.1% for the CDU. The first-place party typically leads German governments, but that isn't always the case if other parties form a coalition without it. Speaking to reporters Monday, Social Democrat candidate and outgoing finance minister and vice chancellor Olaf Scholz said he hopes to reach agreements to form a coalition government with the Green Party and Free Democrats before Christmas. The Green Party received 14.8% of the vote in Sunday's elections, while the Free Democrats, or FDP, won 11.5%. Some analysts believe Germany's political limbo is not likely to be resolved until early next year. Merkel will remain in office on a caretaker basis until her successor is chosen. Officials say a magnitude 5.8 earthquake rocked the Greek island of Crete early Monday, leaving at least one person dead and several injured. Across the island, people were reportedly seen running out of buildings and homes, while many older buildings suffered damage. Greek authorities dispatched civil engineers around the island to assess the damage. Seismologists with Greece's Earthquake Planning and Protection Organization told the Associated Press they're urging people who live in damaged older buildings built before 1970 to remain outdoors, as aftershocks can cause older buildings to collapse. Crete is a popular tourist destination, and according to reports, the quake did not disrupt international flights to Herculean, nor did it cause serious damage to hotels. This is VOA News. The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague Monday asked the tribunal for permission to resume a war crimes investigation into the actions of the Taliban and the Islamic State Khorasan in Afghanistan. ICC has spent 15 years investigating alleged war crimes in war-torn Afghanistan, but the probe was put on hold a year ago by the U.S.-backed Afghan government, which said it was conducting its own investigation before it fell to the Taliban last month. The ICC is a court of last resort for war crimes investigations when individual member countries are unable or unwilling to conduct their own probes. New ICC prosecutor Karim Khan said that since the internationally recognized Kabul government has fallen, there is a significant change of circumstances in Afghanistan. Khan said after reviewing the matters carefully, he's reached the conclusion there is no longer the prospect of genuine and effective domestic investigations within Afghanistan. The ICC judges will now consider Khan's request. Investigators had been examining alleged crimes by all sides in the conflict, including U.S. forces, Afghan government troops, and Taliban fighters. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that while its threat to land and populations remain minimal, Hurricane Sam in the southern Atlantic Ocean is likely to remain a major Category 4 hurricane for several days. In their latest report, forecasters at the Hurricane Center say Sam is 1,290 kilometers east to southeast of the northern Leeward Islands of the Caribbean, with maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour. While there are no coastal watches or warnings in effect for Sam, the forecasters warn it could generate swells that could impact islands throughout the Caribbean for the next several days that could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Meteorologists say what makes Sam significant is that it is the fourth major hurricane to form this season, making 2021 the eighth year with four or more major Atlantic hurricanes since satellite forecasting began in 1966. Forecasters note the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season is already trending more active than average, with 18 named storms and 7 hurricanes, compared to the average of 10 and 4. There have been nearly 56 days with active named storms compared to the average of about 47 per season. Meteorologists say the average date for the 7th Atlantic hurricane to form is November 16th, putting this season way ahead of normal. The Hurricane Center reports that it's watching three other disturbances in the Atlantic with chances of forming into storms in the next 5 days. British motorists lined up at British gas stations for a fourth day Monday as a shortage of truck drivers have left many gas stations there without fuel. The government says panic buying has worsened the problem and has urged people not to hoard fuel. Reporting from remote, I'm Jeff Custer. VOA.